Our guest at the cafe this morning is Derek Price. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Derek runs Green Shoot Media in Greenville, which is a very interesting company, do all kinds of things. And we talked about this not long ago, but you have essentially created a second company. Would that be accurate to say?
Yeah, it's very different. Green Shoot Media is in the newspaper industry, and it gets, you know, we sell to print publications all over the country. But if you're not in the newspaper industry, you've probably never heard of it. You wouldn't use our services. And then really to diversify, and because I've always loved video production, always had kind of a knack for it and enjoyed it, started a commercial video production company a few years ago, and we recently changed the name of that and opened up a video studio there in Greenville.
And you call it?
Celebrate Media Group.
What were you calling it before? I thought it was just part of Green Shoot Media.
It kind of was. I called it Green Shoot Agency before.
Okay.
The reason I changed it, we launched a program here locally called Celebrate Hunt County.
Yep.
And it's been very, very popular. Lots of people, tens of thousands of views every week on Facebook, and it gets lots of interest and people talking, and that's kind of what we're becoming more known for. And I'm thinking long term, that's going to be a better decision. More people are going to kind of know that Celebrate brand, whereas Green Shoot, we're going to stick with the newspaper industry.
I see. So Celebrate Media Group is what you're calling your video production.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep. And so the Celebrate Hunt County we've talked about before, and you have a YouTube page for that?
We do. Yeah, it's on YouTube, it's on Twitter, it's on Instagram. Most of the traffic we get is on Facebook. That's where it's really taken off.
And I was going to say, I see it on Facebook all the time. Derek, and I'm happy that he does, shares his Celebrate Hunt County videos on the Blacklands Cafe Facebook page and probably other Facebook pages.
Sure do.
As well. Is that
anybody
right?
Who'd be interested, we're happy to share it
and
with
I
them.
Guess you have your own Facebook page for that?
We sure do. Yeah, you go to Celebrate Hunt County. If you search for that on Facebook, it'll pop right up and you can see all the different episodes we've done.
Would you say more people access it via Facebook one way or the other than through YouTube?
Far more, yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, we've got way more traffic on Facebook than we do through YouTube.
What have been, and as we speak, what have been some of the more recent videos that you all have done for Celebrate Hunt County?
We did one recently about a woman named Oshadi from Sri Lanka. She was a music student here at the university, and she also taught music lessons to kids, like piano lessons and singing lessons. And unfortunately, she just had to leave the United States, so that was kind of a heartbreaking story. But still, she leaves a lot of very good memories. Her student visa expired after almost a decade of getting her education here. Mm-hmm. To me personally, that's an interesting story that, you know, gets into these kind of political arguments about immigration.
Right.
And the fact that we can send somebody here, they come all the way across the world, they inspire young people, they get their education in our public universities, then we kick them out of the country. It just blows my mind.
We're talking with Derek Price with Celebrate Media Group and also Green Shoot Media, and you're about to start Celebrate McKinney.
Yes, yeah, we're getting ready to launch that. We filmed a bunch of episodes, and that's gone really well.
But you haven't released them.
Have not released them yet.
What'll be the first Celebrate McKinney?
Oh, good question. We've got a lot of good ones. One of my favorites is there's a woman who started the little trolley tours, historic trolley tours around McKinney. And, you know, she knows all the historic stories. She dresses up as historic characters, gets on the trolley, and gives the tours of historic downtown McKinney and through their neighborhoods there. Yes. So
yeah. So we'll be looking forward to that as well. We're almost out of time. Derek, of course, does all kinds of things. He does the car gazing a column, which appears in the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal and newspapers all over the country. I saw an item in there recently about the new Jeep truck called the Gladiator.
Yeah, the Jeep Gladiator is out. It's got a lot of attention, you know, among these off-road enthusiasts, and there are a bunch of them. Jeep fanatics are absolutely rabid about the Jeep brand. They love off-roading, going on trails.
We have a Jeep Patriot, I guess, and I love it, but of course it's not like a Gladiator.
Yeah, isn't that a great name?
That is a great name, a pickup. And you said truck purists will love this truck.
Absolutely. Truck purists will love it. It's got some really neat things about it. It's basically a Wrangler with a pickup bed, you know, so it's built very much for off-road driving, more than on-road driving. And you can take the top off, feel the wind in your hair. You can take the doors off of it. You can fold the windshield down just like on a Jeep Wrangler. So it's got all those kind of classic, fun, almost silly, you know, lighthearted things you can do with it. Just makes you smile to be able to take the doors off and drive down the highway, you know. You can do that in a pickup truck now with a bed on the back.
Right. So another, you did say in there, it's a little bit of a rough ride.
Little bit. Yeah. You know, if you were buying it for the highway ride, that's a really bad reason to buy it. It's way better than the old Jeeps used to be, but still that's not its strong point. It's built for off-roading more than anything else. And you can feel that, you know.
And fuel economy is not the best, but I guess you expect that.
You absolutely expect that. Yeah, it's a big, heavy vehicle. It rides on a heavy, tough frame. And it's really interesting, and it gets tons of attention. That's the thing that kind of surprised me about it, is all the Jeep people were just nuts over this pickup.
It's been three decades, 30 years since Jeep had a truck.
Yeah, since they introduced a new one. It'd been a long time. I think part of the reason that, you know, the skeptic in me says, you know, when Jeep and Chrysler were combined, Chrysler didn't want to lose out on their Ram truck sales.
Oh, right.
Right, so they got rid of the Jeep pickup truck and put all those truck sales into the Ram. And anyway, now I think partially because pickups are so popular, you know, pickups and SUVs are the hot thing right now. Gas prices have been low. They think it's probably not going to cannibalize those Ram sales. So they've got a new Jeep pickup truck out, and boy, it's a lot of fun to drive. It's expensive, too. It's fairly pricey.
You said $53,000?
Something like that, yeah.
There was another version that was only $33,000, as I recall you said.
Yeah, I cannot remember the exact price, but I remember it was higher than I expected.
Okay, good. So check that out, the new Jeep Gladiator pickup truck. Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you, John Mark.
Derek Price with Green Shoot Media and Celebrate Media Group. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.